The other side. The other side is where our spirits come from when we enter the womb, and it's where our spirits go when we die. It's a very real place, more beautiful than our earthly minds can imagine. But our spirit minds remember it and are homesick for it from the moment we leave until the moment we get back. Rather than being far, far away, or beyond the moon and stars, or any of those other lovely but vague descriptions, the other side is right here among us, another dimension superimposed on ours, just 3 feet above our version of ground level. Its vibrational frequency is simply much higher than ours, which is why we don't perceive it. Its topography is a perfect mirror image of ours, with one exception. Because there's no erosion or pollution on the other side, its landscape is an image of Earth's from thousands of years ago, when bodies of water were pure blue and mountains and coastlines were perfectly intact. On the other side, Atlantis and Lemuria, the Earth's lost continents, thrive. So do the world's great architectural and artistic masterpieces, even if they're crumbling or long since destroyed on our struggling planet. We on Earth are constrained by the laws of time, space, and physics. The residents of the other side happily function without those laws, and instead enjoy such universal laws as infinity and eternity. Our lifetimes here are the blink of an eye in the context of the other side. As for living without physical laws, the approximately 6 billion spirits at home have no word for crowded in their vocabulary. Hundreds of them could easily fit into an SUV if they weren't so adept at astral travel that they'd have no use for cars. All spirits on the other side are 30 years old, no matter what age they were when they died. They can assume their earthly appearance when they come to visit us to make sure we recognize them, but going about their business on the other side, they can also choose their own physical attributes, from height to weight to hair color, and change any or all of those attributes whenever they like. The spirits on the other side are constantly active, studying, working, researching, enjoying parties and concerts and dancing and sporting events, even working on cures for earthly diseases to transmit to our doctors and scientists telepathically so that they can discover them. Telepathy is actually the most popular form of communication in the spirit world, but all languages are fluently spoken and understood. The universal language on the other side is the eloquent Aramaic, originally from ancient Syria, a dialect of which was spoken by Christ and his disciples. Every spirit on the other side has access to all knowledge, including everything from the life charts of everyone who ever incarnated to the sacred Akashic records, which are the written depiction of God's memory. To complete the perfection of the other side, there is no negativity there, no aggression, no ego or jealousy or pride, and no judgment. God didn't create those emotions. We did. And yet, incredibly, it's those exact human-made emotions that inspire our seemingly inane choice to leave our home on the other side from time to time and slog through another round of what we hilariously call life. There are those who believe we reincarnate because each incarnation brings us closer to God. I couldn't disagree more. God created us. We're part of Him just as He is part of us. It's impossible to get any closer than that. We take brief trips away from the glory of the other side for the growth and education of our souls. We do that at our own insistence because it's our journey and our joy. God, on the other hand, appreciates every breath we take, particularly in His name, but He adores us exactly the way we are.